今天我们要从加太书第五章第六节读到第十节。
And we shall read from Galatians chapter 5, verses 6 to 10.
加拉太书第六章，对不起，第六章第六节到第十节。
Galatians chapter 6, sorry, Galatians 6.Verses 6 to 10，
在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可擅自，若不灰心，到了时候要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家更当这样。
Galatians 6 verse 6. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.But the one who sows the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
我们正在查考加拉太书，我们已经来到第六章。
And in our study of the book of Galatians, we have come to Galatians chapter 6.
那么，我们这个在加拉太书里面看到，我们不要依靠律法的律法主义，我们需要依靠圣灵。
And in the book of Galatians, we look at how we ought not to depend on the law in a legalistic manner, but we need to depend on the Holy Spirit.
如果我们作为一个复习的话呢，我们记得在五章的时候，我们提到说我们必须要这个靠圣灵行事。
And if we have a quick revision here, we talked about in Galatians chapter 5 how we ought to depend on the Holy Spirit as we carry out our daily life.
所以在这第五章，我稍微复习过去两周我们所谈到的。在五章十六到二十五节讲到说这个灵与欲之间的征战。
And if we just recap on what we spoke about the previous two sessions, from Galatians 5:16 to 25, we looked at the battle between flesh and spirit.
所以如果你有圣经，稍微看一看你的圣经，我们很快的讲过去。
So do open your Bibles and glance through it quickly.
在十六节这里讲说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵情欲了。这个是一个命令。
And in verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And this is in the imperative.
你顺着圣灵而行，就是听从圣灵。圣经就是圣灵的话，你听从圣经就是行在圣经是圣灵里面。所以顺着圣灵而行，就是听从圣经的话，你就不会放纵肉体。
And to walk by the Spirit would mean to be guided by the Spirit, and the Spirit will use God's word to guide us. So to walk by the Spirit means to be obedient to the teaching of Scripture, and if you do that, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
所以在这段圣经里面讲到，我们要听从这个神的命令。第二呢，我们看到圣灵以这个灵欲之间的对抗，在十七节，情欲和圣灵是相争的。
And we see in verse 17 that the flesh and the spirit are in conflict.
那么十九节是情欲的事是显而易见，二十二节，那么圣灵所结的果子是什么？意思说，他给我们看到他们的对比。
And verse 19, the works of the flesh are evident. And in verse 22, but the fruit of the spirit is.Love, etc. And this is the contrast between the flesh and the spirit.
所以他说你必须要顺着圣灵而行，这个是命令。而圣灵跟这个情欲的事是相争的，这个是对抗。而且他给我们看到什么是顺着圣灵而行，什么是顺着肉体而行。
So the command is to walk by the spirit, and we see the conflict between the flesh and the spirit. And we see the contrast between the works of the flesh and also the fruit of the spirit.
所以来到25节，他说：“ 如果你是基督徒，如果你靠圣灵而生，你就必须靠圣灵行事。”所以这个就是他的条件。
And verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So this is the condition that we can walk by the Spirit, which means that we must be believers.
所以在这边呢，灵欲之争的这边这一段圣经就给我们看到，作为一个基督徒，你必须按圣灵而行。
And so this passage about the battle between flesh and spirit shows us that as a Christian, we need to walk by the Spirit.
我们不是按照律法主义而行，是按照圣灵而行，按照神的话。And
we are not walking according to the law, but we are walking according to the Spirit and the Word of God.
所以他在讲完我们要怎么样靠圣灵而行之后呢，他就讲到基督徒之间的责任。And
after speaking about walking by the Spirit, he now comes to the responsibilities of Christians.
所以在第5章26节开始。 就讲到说，我们有共同的责任啊。你如果看第26节，这里他说，他讲到这里讲到什么呢？他说你们彼此互相担当。所以你看到第26节，彼此嫉妒；22节互相担当，这都是这样彼此一个共同有的责任。
And when writing about accountabilities in the church from verses. Chapter 5, verse 26 to 6, verse 2, Paul speaks of one another in verse 26, and he continues one another in verse 2 as well. So we see here the corporate responsibility that Christians have with one another.
所以他在这边讲到说, do not provoke one another, do not envy one another. 第二节说, bear one another. 所以这边讲的是, 不要彼此惹气，不要互相嫉妒，而且要互相担当。So
in verse 26, do not be provoking one another, do not be envying one another. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens. So this is all about one another.
来到第四节，他是说 let each other， 就说来到第四节的时候，他就讲到说个人应当担当自己的行为。到第五节的时候，必人必在将来担当你的担子。
And verse 4, but let each one, and verse 5, each will have to bear his own load. So this, he goes to the personal responsibility.
来到我们今天的经文,
and now we arrive at today's passage.
他告诉我们一个自然的规律,
and he tells us about the law of nature.
他讲到用农作业 agriculture 农作业的一个自然规律，你种什么就得什么。
And he uses a setting of agriculture to show us the law of nature. Whatever you sow, you will reap.
所以在第六章第七节说，不要自欺，神不是轻慢不得的，人种什么就收什么。
In verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
所以今天早上我们要讲的就是说，我们种什么就必得什么。
And today we want to look at what we sow, we shall reap.
所以保罗在加拉太书说不要依靠律法，要依靠圣灵。然后呢，他说我们有共同的责任，然后我们有共同责任，我们有个人的责任，在个人的责任你要注意，你种什么就收什么。
And so after speaking about not depending on the law, and then talking about accountabilities towards one another, now he says to the Galatians, whatever you sow, you will reap.
所以这个是一个很自然，你种苹果，你当然是得苹果，你不会种苹果得成。
And this is of course a law of nature. If you plant an apple tree, you are going to reap apples and not oranges.
这个是一个自然的规律，不可以违反的。
And this is a law of nature that cannot be gone against.
今天我们很喜欢神迹，对不对？
Today we love to talk about miracles, right?
我们祷告的主啊，主啊的时候，主，我们盼望主你显一个神迹给我。
And we pray to God, God, please reveal a miracle and show me something miraculous.
请问神迹是什么意思？
What is a miracle?
神迹的意思就是违背自然。
It means it's going against nature.
所以当我们讲到，我们很喜欢。 我们常常拿一个比较，就是神迹，或者是用自然界来做一个对比。
And we often like to contrast miracles versus natural law.
我们来到神面前，我们常常主啊，写那个神迹给做。我要神做什么呢？违背自然，神违背自然就是他听我的祷告，他不违背自然，他就是没有听我祷告，我就不知道他存在。
And we come to God and we pray, God, please show a miracle. And what we are saying is, God, please go against nature. If you go against nature, you are hearing my prayer. If you don't go against nature, it means you're not answering my prayer.
就好像神与自然界是对立的。
It's like God is in the actual is in enmity with natural law.
所以神在这里，自然界的他们两个是对立的。如果神进来自然界的话呢，这个它就显示神存在。
And it seems like God is in enmity with natural law, and if God intervenes in nature, that will prove that He exists.
请问什么叫做自然规律?
What is the natural law?
谁定下自然规律?
Who set the natural law?
是谁啊?
Who established it?
神嘛?
God did.
叫我问你, 神喜欢自然规律还是神喜欢神迹?
So does God delight in natural laws or does He delight in miracles?
我们以为自然是自然嘛，神进入自然，所以破坏了自然或者改变了自然，哇，这个很大事。但是你要知道，自然界的规律是神定，神说有光就有光，神说有白天有晚上，这个叫做一天，这是规律定下来的。
And we think about the laws of nature as they self-exist. And when God comes in, He will go against the law of nature and destroy the law of nature. But no, God actually is the one who established the laws of nature.
今天我,
He says there will be light and there was light.
今天我们祷告了主啊主啊主啊的时候，神一祷告，你很喜欢显神迹。 我问你一个问题，到底神要神迹，神迹是神的，自然界就不是神的吗？ 如果是自然界是神的，神迹当然是神的，自然规律也是神定的。我问你一个问题，神比较喜欢神迹呢，还是比较喜欢自然的，他定下来的自然规律？
And so we pray and we pray that God please show us miracle. We are asking God to go against the laws of nature, but we need to know God is the God of miracles. Of course, miracles belong to God. But at the same time, the laws of nature were established by God, and therefore God is also the God of nature. And I want to ask you the question, does God delight more in the natural laws, or does God delight more in miracles?
当然神迹是属于神的，但是我要告诉你，自然规律不自然，它本来就是神定下来才叫做自然。
And of course, miracles belong to God, but let me tell you that natural law is not natural unless God established it in the first place.
所以我们看到这个苹果从地上掉下来，这个自然规律它其实不是自然，是神定下来，神安排好。所以我们叫做这个是叫做神的主权，这一切的自然定律都是神所定的。如果是神的定律，神喜欢整天破坏他自己定的规律吗？
And if the apple falls from the tree, that's because God established the natural law of gravity. And so God is the one who established all these laws in order to govern the whole earth. And if we say that God should perform a miracle, we are asking Him to break the law of nature that He established Himself. So, would God delight in breaking His own laws of nature?
当然我们有看到圣经里面有神迹。
Of course, we do see miracles in the Bible.
但是我要告诉你，圣经里面的神迹是少有的，不是天天有的。
But let me tell you that the miracles of the Bible are actually rare. They do not occur daily.
如果天天有的神迹呢，它就变成自然规律了，所以已经破坏了所有的规律。所以它在新的就是天天有神迹，可见神这个神迹就变成自然规律。
And if miracles are a daily occurrence, then we would not call them miracles anymore. It would have become a natural law.
所以你可以变成一个 norm, 变成一个常常有的规律。
And it becomes a norm rather than the exception.
所以我们要知道，神迹出现是少有的，是神特别有的。但是一般上，神比较喜欢我们按照自然规矩去生活。
Yes, indeed, God does do miracles, but this is rare and it doesn't doesn't happen on a daily occurrence. So when God does miracles, it is actually the exception rather than the norm. And God would delight us to live according to the laws of nature.
所以神, 保罗就用自然规律来讲一个属灵的生命,
and therefore, Paul is using a natural law to explain the principle in the spiritual life.
他说这个自然规律在生属灵的生命里面也是一样，是不能够抵挡，不能够抵抗，一定会出现的。
And he is arguing that we cannot go against this natural law just as the way that we live our spiritual life.
所以他说人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap.
你种的是苹果生产出来的，一定是苹果，不会是西瓜。
If you plant an apple tree, you are going to get apples and not watermelons.
如果你用今天新加坡的情况来，你种是甜的苹西瓜出来就是西瓜，甜不甜？甜。
And today, if we use Singapore's analogy, if you plant a sweet seed from a sweet watermelon, then the watermelons you're going to get will be sweet.
所以我们一定找甜的西瓜种子去种出来是盼望是甜的，当然它如果是从这个种子出来就是甜的。
And we will be searching for seeds from a sweet watermelon to plant rather than from something else.
所以基督徒是逃不了这种自然规律的。
So Christians cannot break free from such natural laws.
如果你很勤劳的工作，你自然会有得到勤劳的果效。
If you work hard, you will be rewarded.
如果你懒惰呢，你也会得到懒惰的果效。
If you are lazy, you will also reap the effects of laziness.
你种什么就得什么。
Whatever you sow, that you shall reap.
如果你每天去 shopping center 走来走去，你一定会买东西。
If you go walking around in the shopping center every day, you will end up buying something.
当然今天很多人不去 shopping center 走来走去，他在网上面走来走去，surf来surf去。
Of course, people do not walk around the shopping centers anymore, but they surf around on websites.
你不信的话，你看你多看呢，总是会按一按，一按就买到了。
And if you do not believe me, you try it. The more you serve, the more likely you will click, and the more likely you will buy something.
你种什么，你就得什么。
Whatever you sow, you shall reap.
如果你常常跟那些酒鬼在你的喝酒的人在一起，你就变成酒鬼。
If you are often hanging around with alcoholics, you become an alcoholic too.
如果你常常喜欢跟那些赌博的人在一起，你就变成赌徒。
If you hang around with gamblers, you will start gambling too.
如果你常常跟一些打篮球的人，你就变成打篮球的人，对不对？
And if you hang around with basketball players, you will start playing basketball.
如果你常常跟一些长跑的人在一起，你就变成喜欢去 marathon 跑长跑，对不对？
And if you hang around with people who loves long runs, you will end up being a marathon runner.
今天我们也很多喜欢特别的一种 食物或者说特别的这个 diet， 就是说我们的一些 program。
And today people speak of special diets。
我告诉你，很多你就会跟你喜欢这种 diet， 就每个人就喜欢跟这个 diet 的人在一起。
And if you prefer a certain form of diet， then you will all flock together。
但我要告诉你一件事情。
But let me tell you one thing。
什么人喜欢特别的 diet？
Who loves special diet？
这某一种食物或者某一种 吃食物吃的一种方式，你有生病你才会做这件事情。如果是健康的人，什么都吃。
And the people who go on special diets are usually people who have some kind of a sickness. And if you are a healthy individual, you will eat all things.
我相信圣经。
I believe the Bible.
圣经说打开吃肉我就吃肉，我相信。
The Bible says when I open the Bible, the Bible says eat meat, eat meat, I love that.
圣经有人讲我吃肉，你跟我讲不吃肉，我是受不了的。
And if the Bible says eat meat and you tell me no, you should not eat meat,
圣经里面说凡事都是神所赐，都可以吃，我开心的办事，我什么都吃。
And the Bible says everything God has given to us as food, and I love that verse, I eat everything.
所以我常常问一个问题，我有好朋友，他有一个好朋友，很好的朋友，他一直不能够睡觉，已经很多年，他晚上就不能睡觉，他吃什么药都不可以。后来呢？ 慢慢的，他有失去一种元素，所以他就不能睡觉。And
I have a friend, a good friend of mine, who has suffered from insomnia for many years, and regardless of what he ate, he couldn't fall asleep at night, and in the end they discovered that there was a missing trace element in his body.
神给我们万百物给我们享受就享受吧，感享受了感恩就是了，不用说我们专门找一种东西来吃。
Whatever God has given us to eat as food, we give thanks to God and we consume it, and we need not go after a special diet.
我们要小心，因为我们跟某种人在一起，我们变成某种人。
We need to be careful because you tend to become like who you hang out with.
我们常常去 gym 去这个运动场的人呢，就变成那一类。但是呢，不要把那个变成你的偶像。
And we might go to gym often, and then we would want to look like those people there, but we shouldn't let those become our idols.
啊，有些人长跑，你很喜欢长跑可以，但是那个也不要成为你的偶像。
Yes, you might love to run, and you might love marathons, but let not that become your idol.
还有呢，我们知道我们要小心，就是说有些人喜欢，当然我们每一个人很喜欢成功，你去找一些成功的人在一起，盼望我也成功。
And we all love to be successful, so we want to hang around with people who are successful, so that we too might become successful.
你跟他们在一起的时候，可能你学到一些技巧，学到一些，你就可以成功。
And you might learn a trick or two from them, and that might lead to your own success.
有些人喜欢电脑，他花很多时间跟很会电脑的人在一起，他就成为电脑的专家。
And some who love computers spend time with people who are computer experts, and they become experts too.
很多人喜欢这个手机智能手机。
And many people love smartphones.
这个他成为智能手机专家。
And becomes a smartphone expert.
有人说，哎呀，你年纪这么大，以前喜欢玩这种手机吗？
And some people ask, your age is advancing, you still love smartphones.
我不肯罢休，不肯让别人给淘汰，所以我常常跟年轻在一起。哎，你会有这个 problem， 都告诉我那个 app 是什么，我马上就装了。
And so I do not want to be outdated, and so I hang around with youngsters, and I know about certain apps, and I ask them what app is this, and I will install it straight away.
所以我就跟这个 technology 这个科技赛跑。
So I am racing with technology.
我跑越快，我的孩子跑更快。
But the faster I run, I find that my children are always ahead of me.
有什么 Twitter， 有什么 account， 我全部都有，他们比我跑得更快，我一直追不上。
And
我现在已经赢了。
I couldn't keep up with my children, all the Twitter and whatsoever, but I think I have won now.
还有 Instagram、Twitter， 什么 Bible， 什么都有。现在他们 give up， 他不要上网。
And they have Twitter, they have Instagram, they have everything, and now I find that they have given up.
因为他们不上网，我就没有蒙 Q 啊，没有办法了。
But when they go offline, I can't do anything about it.
所以你会看到吗？你种的是什么，就收到什么。
Whatever that you sow, that you shall reap.
所以你要成为一个金钱的人，你就跟金钱的人在一起。
If you want to become a devoted person, you would spend time with people who are devoted.
你想要爱主，你跟爱主的人在一起。
You want to love the Lord, you spend time with people who love the Lord.
你想那些爱读圣经的人，你就跟爱读的圣经的人在一起。
And you want to read your Bible, you spend time with people who love reading the Bible.
因为他们常常讲的时候，你就学到一个功课。
Because as they share with one another, you will learn a lesson or two.
你要知道怎么样教养孩子，你跟那些常常会教养孩子的人在一起，他们多谈这个东西，你就多知道。
You want to know how to be a good parent, you spend time with people who are good parents.
你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever that you sow, that you shall reap.
箴言十三章二十节说：“智慧人同行，与智慧人同行必得智慧；与愚昧人同作伴呢，必受亏损。”
Proverbs 13:20 Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
所以你要知道你要跟什么人在一起，所以你不需要心里知道你要做什么，你跟就跟什么，你刻意去跟什么人在一起，你就变成什么样的人，这个叫做聪明人。
And you need to know what you want, and then you spend time with such people. And if you do that deliberately, that is a wise thing.
我们当中很多人哇，一上网去那边搜来搜去，结果呢，我看你买的东西，我就知道你在哪里花很多时间。
And some people, they spend a lot of time on the net surfing and shopping online. And I look at the things that you have, I know what kind of websites you've been to.
不是说错，不过要小心，要控制你的时间。
It is not wrong, but please be careful and moderate the time that you use.
你看到你买这个东西，你说，哎，你去哪里？你原来上这个网，我就去那个网，它就现在的技巧非常好了。 你就不断地给你很多建议，你就去越去越远， 这个不会回来。
And some people, when they see others having a certain item, and they ask, where do you get that from? And so when they start surfing the site, nowadays, because of all this AI, they will give you suggestions which is suitable for your needs, and then you get led further and further away.
但是如果你跟基督徒在一起，那些爱主的人在一起，常常读圣经的，他也给你很多app，你从那边也可以学会。所以是一个两刃的剑，到底你看怎么用？
And of course, all this technology is a two-edged sword. It depends on how you use it, because if you spend time with Christians who uses the useful apps to help them read the Bible, you will also end up doing the same.
昨天我就跟Jonathan学了，又有另外一个原来读圣经可以用的。
And I've learned from our brother Jonathan yesterday about this new app that we could use to help us with our Bible reading.
所以以智慧的人同心就成为智慧。
If you walk with the wise, you become wise.
所以呢，我们在圣经里面讲到说，哥林多前书15章33节，不要自欺，滥交败坏行为。
And we said before in 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived, bad company ruins good morals.
人种的是什么，就收的是什么。
Whatever one sows, that will he also.
你跟什么人在一起，你做什么事情，你看什么东西，全部都影响你将来会收的收成。
Whoever you spend time with, whatever you set your eyes upon, this will all affect what you will reap in the future.
所以你一定要记得这一句话，人种的什么，收的就是什么。
So you need to memorize this verse. Whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
所以今天的经文呢，告诉我们这一个真理，这个真理是什么呢？这个就是永恒不变自然界的真理。保罗用这个农作业的这个真理呢，来应用在我们的属灵身上。他说呢， 这个真理真正的原则就是你种什么，你收什么。And
so Paul is using agricultural setting here to teach us this principle that whatever you sow, that will you also reap.
你的眼睛常常看什么，你就变成什么。
Whatever that you are often looking at, that you shall become.
你常常看连续剧，你就变成连续剧里面的人。
And if you watch too much drama, you become like one of them.
你看那些恶毒的，你就变成恶毒。
And if you are often looking at how scheming they are, you become scheming.
如果你看那里面是很有这个很罗曼蒂克，你就变成罗曼蒂克。
And if you look at them with full of romance and whatever, you will become a romantic person.
所以我们要很小心，我们跟我们。 这个所谓你种的是什么，就是你花多少时间在什么地方看什么东西，让多少东西进去你的头脑里面，你就成为怎么样的人。
And whatever that you sow over here would mean how much time you spend in this area. If you spend a lot of time in this area, you will become someone like that.
所以我们再来看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7 again.
他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
Do not be deceived, 不要自欺，这个欺骗不要骗， 不要做愚昧人，不要骗自己。 神是轻慢，轻慢这个字就是看不起， 你不要看不起神， 你为神不行的啦， 我可以啦， 我只要这样做的话， 没有事的。 他说你不要骗自己， 你也不要骗神， 你种的是什么， 一定收什么。
Don't deceive yourself, he's saying here. God is not mocked. In other words, do not think that you know better than God. Because when you mock God, what you're saying is, God, you don't know. I know better. But don't be deceived. Because whatever you sow, that you will also reap.
那个就是原则。
And that's the principle of sowing and reaping.
那个就是我们的第一点。
And that's our first point.
第二点呢， 这个撒种跟收割的解释。
And the second point is the explanation of sowing and reaping.
我们的第一点就是撒种跟收割的原则，第二点就是撒种跟收割的解释。
So the first point, the principle of sowing and reaping, and the second point, the explanation of sowing and reaping.
第八节，
verse 8.
他说，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
所以在这个英文圣经里面有 for 那个字 haughty， 意思是说怎么样，为什么？其实他在解释上面那一句话。上面说你种什么就收什么，然后就说原因是什么呢？原来是他在解释，原来顺着撒种的啊，如果你解释他什么呢？顺着情欲撒种的就收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的。 就收永生。
For in verse 8 means that he is providing the reason, or it is because. So he is saying that he is providing an explanation of the previous sentence. And so he's saying right now, the one who sows to his own flesh will reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life.
什么叫情欲?
What's the flesh?
情欲就是我们跟大家讲过，我们基督徒得救之后呢，我们的灵魂得救了，但是我们的这个败坏的身体还没有得赎，这个是在罗马书第八章那里提到的。
And we have said before that as Christians, our soul, our spirit has been saved, but our bodies have yet to be redeemed, and we read about this in Romans 8.
所以罗马书八章二十三节讲到，我们这个身体还没有得赎，所以我们这个身体有犯罪的倾向，所以我们这个人，我们这个身，必须要管理这个身体，让它不要犯罪。
And Romans 8:23 tells us that because our bodies have yet to be redeemed, it has a tendency to sin. So our soul, this new person, needs to keep our bodies under control so that it will not sin.
所以我们必须管理，不要顺着情欲。你心里想要做什么事情，你去做。你如果顺着情欲，顺着你的这个犯罪的倾向去做呢，你一定受败坏。
And so we need to keep our bodies under control. We cannot go according to our flesh's desire, because if you go according to the flesh, it will lead to corruption.
Corruption, 败坏，这个字呢是越来越腐烂，腐烂到一个程度呢，变成完全没有救，而且变成可以这么讲下地狱的意思。
And corruption is carries the meaning of decay. And if this decay continues, it will lead to hell.
但是另外一个对面的这个对比呢，就是永生。
But the contrast here is eternal life.
所以这个永生跟地狱，这个是两个对比。
Eternal life and corruption or hell is two contrast.
如果你顺圣灵，就是按照圣灵提醒你要听主的话，要读圣经，要圣洁。你听主的话，你就得到永生；你不听主的话，你顺着这个情欲呢，你就得败坏。
If you are going according to the Spirit, meaning you are actually obeying the word of God, then it will lead you to eternal life. But if you obey the flesh and you go according to how the flesh leads you, it will lead to corruption and hell.
顺着圣灵而行，就是在行在圣经，圣灵里面，或者是被圣灵充满。那么你听从圣经，因为圣经就是圣灵的话，你听从圣灵的话，你就能够胜过罪恶，能够胜过情欲。你只要听从，自己愿意去行，你就能够。 接触好的果子出来。
And to sow to the Spirit means that you are obeying the Holy Spirit's guidance, you are obeying the Word of God, and you are doing what the Word of God says, and when you do this, it will bear good fruit.
所以在这边他说，你种的是什么，你收的就必然是什么。
So whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
如果你是基督徒，你就应该顺着圣灵，种属灵的事情，不要受这个情欲去受败坏。
If you are a Christian, you need to sow according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh that leads to corruption.
所以在这边给我们看到一个很重要的观念。
So this is a very important principle.
如果你的生命里面都是充满了情欲，都充满了罪恶，你可能就不是一个基督徒。
If your life is full of fleshly desires and sin, very likely you are not a Christian.
所以第六节，顺着 情欲撒种的必从情欲受败坏。
And so it says here, the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
但是那些按着圣灵撒种的必然从圣灵收永生。
But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
所以那边有一次是这边讲必然。 但是华文圣经讲必然，英文圣经讲 will， 这个是将来。And
it says here will, which means in the future.
意思说，你如果按照这个情欲，就不断的按照你的情欲、你的罪恶去做的时候呢，你将来一定要面对审判。
If you keep following your flesh and going according to the flesh, you will face judgment in the future.
所以这边有提到将来要面对审判的这个结果。
And this actually mentions about future judgment.
所以呢，我们要问自己，你在做什么？
So we need to ask ourselves, what are you doing?
你花很多时间做，按照顺着圣灵呢，还是顺着情欲？
Do you spend a lot of time going according to the flesh or according to the spirit?
这个是我们要问的问题。
This is the question we ought to ask.
所以我们花多少时间在做什么？你花很多时间跟基督徒在一起读圣经、祷告、追求主、认识主，你就会收这个永生。
And if you spend a lot of time spending that with Christians, praying together, reading the Word of God together, you will reap eternal life.
我昨天早上我们弟兄有弟兄的聚会。
Yesterday morning, the brothers had a men's fellowship.
这个不是弟兄，不是去玩这些东西哈。
We were not playing at the playground.
这个是给孩子玩的，我们比较成熟的人不玩这些东西。
This is a playground for children. We are more mature than that.
就在这边，我要跟这个 Ronald 跟他们收这个报告广告费啊。
And I want to collect the fees for advertising this fellowship.
这个是 men's meeting， 就是我们弟兄的聚会，在星期六早上，你们一定要来参加。如果你是弟兄，如果你不是弟兄，你就不用来参加。所以你不来参加，你不是弟兄。
If you consider yourself a brother in Christ, you ought to join this men's fellowship. On the other hand, if you think you're not a brother, then you can don't come.
翻译的不怎么准确。
That was not accurate translation.
如果你不是弟兄，你不是男人，你就不要来。
If you're not a man, don't come.
我们弟兄在一起是什么呢？我们在一起分享圣经，我们在一起顺便运动啊，然后呢，我们彼此分享，然后祷告。
So the men come together and we share about the scripture and then we pray and we also exercise together.
那么我们昨天有一个盟约。
We had a covenant yesterday.
我们这些弟兄来的呢，都说好，我们看到圣经这么重要，我们要管理我们的心思意念。我们看到这么重要，所以我们立志在这个从这下半年，在这个年底之前要把读新约一遍。
And we said and we covenanted together that because the Bible is so important, for the next half of the year, we are going to encourage one another to finish reading the Bible one time.
那么我们向你报告的意思是告诉你太太们，你知道你的丈夫做了什么盟约，所以你帮助他完成这个盟约。And
we are giving report to the wives so that if you know what your husbands have covenanted for, then you should help them to keep this covenant.
最好是跟他一起读。
Best is if you read the scripture together with him.
我们是打算从在这个三个月内把新约读一遍。
And we hope to finish reading the New Testament once in the next 3 months.
在最后一季嘛，这三个月，但是现在还有四个月，我们还有一个月 buffer， 这个给你冲刺一点。
And this is the last quarter, which is for 3 months, but actually we have one extra month as a buffer.
我盼望大家都努力去追求读圣经。
I hope that everyone will be diligent in reading the Bible.
我们讲的就是速读熟悉而已，不是每一个字都要去查的。
And we are talking about just reading through, not studying every word.
我盼望这样鼓励弟兄们站起来做一个好男人。
And I hope to encourage the brothers to step up and be a good man.
你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Because whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
所以我盼望大家鼓励，不管你有没有来，现在你知道了，你一定要读圣经。
And I hope that now that you know about this, may you be willing to come, and even if you don't come, do read your Bible.
如果你很喜欢来这个 playground 的话呢，你找 Jonathan 问一问下一次在哪里。
And if you want to join us at the playground, look for Jonathan and check with him when our next venue. We hope that every brother will come.
我们也是很准的，我们6:58在那里，9点就结束了。
And we will begin at 6:58 a.m. and we end at 9.
我们上一次在西海岸，现在在东海岸。
The last time we were at the west coast, this time we're at the east coast.
我猜下一次应该是在北海岸。
I think next time will be at the north.
这个是他们决定，我们只是听从他们的指示。
The brothers will decide, we just follow.
种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
所以我们的第一点，撒种跟收割的原则；第二点，撒种跟收割的解释。让我们看第三点，撒种跟收割的应用。
And the first point, principle of sowing and reaping. Second point, the explanation of sowing and reaping. And the last point, the application of sowing and reaping.
我们看第九跟第十节。
Let's look at verse 9 and 10.
我们行善不可擅自，你若不灰心，到时候就能收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家更是更当这样。
And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
这边是做了，他说不要什么呢？他说不，我们不要丧志，不要失去志气，不要 disappointed， 不要失望。
And it says here, do not grow weary or do not be disappointed.
不要灰心。
And don't be discouraged.
有时候我们侍奉的时候，我们开始灰心了。
Sometimes as we serve, we get discouraged.
有时候我们在生活上面碰到许多的困难，我们又灰心了。
Sometimes when we meet difficulties in life, we are discouraged again.
所以不要灰心，不要失望。
So do not be disappointed, do not be discouraged.
因为时候还没有到。
Because the time has not come.
到了时候才有收成。
In due season we will reap.
所以我们才需要彼此鼓励，所以我们彼此勉励，彼此守望，彼此扶持，还有再跑多一层，再跑多一层，再跑多十米，再跑多一百米才到，彼此拉着跑。
So we need to encourage one another to continue to persevere running. There's another 10 meters, there's another 100 meters, and we need to help one another run together.
保罗很明白这件事情。
Paul understands this very well.
所以在这个哥林多前书十五章第五十八节，他说：“亲爱的弟兄们，勿要坚固，不要动摇，要常常借力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。”
In 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul writes, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain."
所以你要知道，我们要继续鼓励。现在还没到，你现在做了很多东西，还没看到成果。我告诉你，有时候灰心，我比你更灰心。
And you need to continue doing good. Do not be discouraged, even though you do not see any fruits. Let me tell you, if you want to be discouraged, I have more reason to be discouraged.
你做了，还是没有看见。做了，人跑了。做了，有时候真的是很灰心。
You do, and you do not just see no fruit, but people even leave, and this is really discouraging.
弟兄姐妹，我感谢主。我们在教会里面有很多弟兄姐妹很爱我。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that there are brothers and sisters who love me a lot in the church.
他来安慰我，他来告诉我，你看我有成长，你看我有读圣经，你看我有祷告，他安慰我的心。
And they come and console me and say, "Look, I have grown. Look, I'm reading my Bible. Look, I'm praying." They are consoling my heart.
然后我回想是啊。五年前我看到是他这样，今天他真的是有成长，我的心才得到安慰。
And I think back 5 years ago, yes, indeed he was like that. And 5 years now, he is much better. So I am indeed consoled.
所以我看到弟兄姐妹爱我，我心才得到建立。
And my heart is built up when I see brothers and sisters who love me.
所以你不要只看那些让你失望的事情，你看那些来鼓励你的人，他们就在这里鼓励你，他就给你有一个冲力，有一个动静，可以有一个动力可以向前走。
Don't just look at those who are a disappointment or those who that discourage you. You must look at those who encourage you and they provide you the motivation and the driving force to move forward.
所以我们才在一起，所以我们才是叫做教会，所以我们在那边彼此鼓励，这个才是你最珍贵的弟兄姐妹。昨天我们有一个讲员在这里，我跟他讲说，我让你看，这个就是我主给我的最宝贵的礼物，就是你们坐在这里。
And all of you here, we are here in the same church, we are encouraging one another, and this is God's gift to me, which I shared with our speaker who came yesterday. This the church, the brothers and sisters here is God's gift to me.
你的爱对我的爱护跟关怀使我能够继续做下去。
Your love and your care and concern for me is what keeps me going.
以前有一个神教士,
there was a missionary.
他在非洲做事，不是做很久，做了十多二十年之后呢，时间到他回家。
And he served for 2 decades in Africa, but in time where he went back home.
是时间退休的时间，他回家。
It was his time for retirement, so he went home.
那是很久以前的事情，他们没有飞机，他们坐船。
And it was a long time ago, there was no aeroplane, so he took a ship.
在这个船坐船，他回家的时候，他想，哎，你看我做了这么多，服侍主这么多年，花了这么多时间，现在时间退休了，他就坐在船上。 然后他的船终于来到回到美国的时候，下船的时候看哇这么多人来接他，他心里很开心。
And this missionary, he has served God for 20 years in Africa, and when it was time for his retirement, he took this ship and went back to USA. And when he reached the dock, he saw that there were so many people there to welcome him.
哇，很多人在那边欢呼欢呼他，哇，这么多人来接我，感觉到非常开心。
And there were many people cheering and clapping at the dock, and he thought so many people are here to welcome me, and he was very happy.
后来他发现原来不是，原来在那个船上呢是美国的总统罗斯福在那里。
And but in the end, he found out that actually Roosevelt, which was the president of the United States then, was on the same ship.
哦，原来是这样的话，他就先下船的。他在下船的时候，他们要等总统下完船之后，他才能够下船。
And actually, they were welcoming the president, and he had to wait on board the ship before the president disembarked.
那么下完总统下完船了之后呢，人全部走了，轮到他下船的时候，没有人在了。
And after the president disembarked, all the people left, and when it was this missionary's turn to get off the boat, there was nobody left.
哇，他太过伤心，他说，我为主侍奉的这么多久，花了把一生生命都赔上去了，竟然没有一个人来接我。
And he was very discouraged and sad that he had spent 2 decades serving God, and in the end, nobody welcomed him.
他回去大哭一场。
And he went back and wept.
在哭丧的突然间，他想到一件事情。
But when he was weeping, he thought of one thing.
哦，我猜这个是圣灵跟他放那个心思意念在他身上。
I believe it must be the Holy Spirit's prompting.
他说：“孩子啊，你还没有到家。”
And he heard or he thought that God was speaking to him, "Child, you have not reached home yet."
你还没有到家。
You have not reached home yet.
真正回到家是天家。
Your real home is in heaven.
保罗说，如果我们只靠着耶稣基督，只在今世有盼望，我们比众人更可怜。
Paul says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all people most to be pitied.
所以你看到吗？我们要预备是天上，不是地上。你只是看地上，你盼望地上的人来保护你、看顾你，你会失望。
So can you see, we are actually preparing to return home in heaven. If you are depending on earthly people to protect you and to love you, you will definitely be disappointed.
我们盼望不是在地上。
Our hope is not in this world.
我们盼望是在天上。
Our hope is in heaven.
所以我们要继续努力，不要灰心，不要上当，不要失望。
So we need to persevere. We should not be discouraged nor disappointed.
所以加拉太书6章9节这里说。 我们行善不可丧志，你们若不灰心，到了时候就会有收成。这个是将来在天上的。Therefore,
verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." And this is talking about the future in heaven.
那么到了第10节，他说：“所以有机会要向众人行善，特别向信徒一家，更当是如此，更当是这样。”
Verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们要爱众人。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to love everyone.
主爱所有世界上的人。
God loves, the Lord loves everyone on earth.
为他们死。
And die for them.
但是呢，这里呢，世人跟我们还有特别分别，主更爱属于他的人。
But there is a difference between the rest of the world and those who belong to God. God loves those who belong to Him even more.
主爱我们爱属于他的人更多。
God loves us. God loves those who belong to Him more.
所以保罗说，有机会就当向众人行善，每一个人都要行，但是向信徒一家更是如此，更是必须要这样。
When we have opportunity, Paul says, do good to everyone, but especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以我们看到弟兄姐妹，我们如果有机会，我们可以向众人行善，但是对于主家里的人，更加要特别去照顾他们。
So brothers and sisters, if there's opportunity, you need to do good to everyone around you, but you must do good especially to believers.
我们讲到这里的话，你如果注意仔细听我讲的话呢，你知道我漏掉一段经文。
If you have been paying attention up to this point, you should have realized that I left out one verse.
那一段经文呢？
What verse is that?
就是在第六节。
It's verse 6.
为什么会漏掉这一段经文呢？
Why do I leave this verse out?
你看第六节，第六节讲什么？
What does verse 6 say?
第六节说，在道理受教的，应当把一切需用的供给或者供给施教的人。
One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches.
所以这段圣经第六节呢，应该讲什么呢？其实有很多解经家讲，这段圣经是在讲在金钱上支持那做福音工作、做牧者的人。
And many commentators note that this verse is actually speaking of those that we need to support those who give their lives preaching the gospel, preaching God's word, and we need to support them monetarily.
所以在这边在讲说，我们受教的人，你看到吗？受教的人应当把所需要的跟施教的人、被教导的人一起分享。
One who is taught the word, in other words, we who are being taught, must share all good things with the one who teaches.
当然这边有两种解释。
Of course, there are two explanations.
那个两种解释的问题呢，就牵涉在一个字。
And the two explanations is hinged on one word.
那个字就是 share 这个字，这个分享，这个分享的意思。
And the word is share.
就是把当一切需用跟受教的人分享的意思。
And so it says here must share all good things.
那么这个字 share 或者是分享呢，这个字呢是这个是一个命令式的口语。
The word share is actually in the imperative.
那么这个命令呢，这个命令呢可以 active 也可以 passive， 可以是主动也可以是被动。
And this imperative here could be active or passive.
Active 的意思是说，就是说这个是主动，是受教的人应该主动去分享给受施教，就是说我是受教，我是听你教导的人呢，我应该主动去分享，让教导我这个人也享受到我的好处。
And to be active means that when I am taught, I must actively.Go forth and share good things with the one who is teaching me.
那我讲得最清楚，做学生呢应该交学费，做学生呢应该给这个老师有足够的工资或者足够的想，因这个是你赚的是什么，收的是什么，你得到好处，你应该向教导你的人分享你生命的好处。
Let me be even clearer on this. Students ought to pay.Fees to the teacher, and if you are taught the word, you need to be, and if you have benefited from the teaching of the word, you need to share good things with the one who teaches. In other words, you must pay the person who teaches the salary.
那么这个是 active， 这个是主动的这个，但是有被动的意思。
This is the active nuance of it, but it also has a passive nuance.
那个被动的意思说，如果你是受教的呢，你应该让跟施教的人要分 be share， 意思说施教的人受到受教的人的好处。这个是另外一种可能在文法上可能的解释。
And in the grammar, it could also be explained as passively.That the one who is taught the word must be sharing good things with the one who teaches.
The one who is taught the word be shared，
就是说受教的人来分享给施教的人，所以你受教的人把好处给分给学生的意思。
And in other words, the teacher should be sharing also with the one who is being taught.
让我用这个专家哦，我们讲来讲去还是用听听专家。Thomas Steiner 这个是专家，他说这个呢应该是在讲金钱上面的支持传道人、支持牧师，这个是就是这边整段圣经应该讲的意思。
And of course, let me quote an expert on this who says that.This verse is really talking about those who are being taught God's word should be supplying material need or monetary need to the one who is teaching.
所以这节圣经呢，十节跟第十节一模一样。他就说，你如果是像这个有机会要向众人行善，特别是属于主教的人，特别是施教的人，更要这样做。基本上他是在讲，作为一个基督徒。作为一个受教者，作为一个信徒，你们要支持主的事工。
And verse 6 is parallel to verse 10. If the one who is taught the word must share good things with the one who teaches, and if we are supposed to do good, especially to those who are of the household of faith, then as Christians, we need to actually support the work of the gospel with money.
所以他讲，种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever you sow, that you will also reap.
所以我们应该不但是在言语上支持，不但是在行动上支持，在钱财上也要支持主的事工。
So we should not just be supporting in speech and supporting in action, but also be supporting in money.
所以这个就是这一段圣经里面要讲的，说种的是什么，收的是什么。所以我们必须在受教的人呢，在主的事工上面多支持，让他们能够更好的传福音，更好的去这个教导别人，更好的去传扬建立神的国度。
So we need to realize that whatever one sows, that he will also reap. This tells us that we need to be more supportive of the work of the gospel, so that we can actually reap eternal life.
是的，我们教会很少讲金钱。
Yes, our church seldom talked about money.
因为今天很多教会都在讲金钱。
Because today many churches talk about money.
所以我不想讲金钱。
But therefore I do not want to talk about money.
但是我不讲金钱也不是中心的一个老师。
But if I do not talk about money at all, I'm not being a faithful teacher.
圣经有我就讲。
Whenever the Bible says that, I will say it.
所以我们讲到这边，我们要支持，就是要支持。
And if the Bible here says we ought to support, we should support.
但是这边整段圣经呢，讲的一个最基本的原则就是，他用农业的种什么就收什么的这个自然原则来告诉我们，我们怎么样投资我们的生命。
And so this passage is using the agricultural setting to.Teaches that principle of sowing and reaping, which is actually teaching us how we ought to be investing our life.
我们怎么样投资，怎么样用我们的生命？
How do we use or invest our life?
你在你的生命里面，你花很多时间在什么地方？你花你最多时间？
How much time are we spending in our lives with regards to different things?
你用了多少的这个思想去想什么东西？
How much of our minds are we using to think about different things?
你用你的才华在什么地方上？
Where are we using our talents?
你要知道你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Because you want to know whatever one sows, that he will also reap.
所以我要问你，你花了多少时间？你的时间花在哪里？花在 shopping， 花在看电视，花在跟别人 gossip， 或者是他。花浪费了吗？还是你花你的时间，你所花的时间在永恒里面有没有价值？这个是今天这段经文，当然经文是在讲我们金钱也好，才华也好，生命也好，资源也好，你花在哪里？
Where are you spending your time? Are you spending your time shopping? Are you spending your time doing useless things? And where are you spending your talent, your money, your life?Because wherever you spend all these things, you are investing in these areas, and because whatever one sows, that you will also reap.
自然的规律，你种的是什么，收的就是。
This is the law of nature. Whatever you sow, you will reap.
让我们同心在神面前审查自己的生命。
Let us examine our lives before God together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, whatever one sows, that he will also reap. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be wise and to sow properly, to sow rightly, and to invest our lives for the work of the gospel, and to give of our time, give of our money, give of our strength, and may we be involved in the church to serve you, to serve one another, and especially to be willing, Lord, to part with our money to support your work, to support your workers and the workers of your word, the teachers of your word. Pray all these things in Jesus' name.